Hi everyone, I'm Noah.
Hi, I'm Sam.
And today we're reviewing Avatar.
From 2009, yes. So this film stars Sam Worthington as Jake Sully, a paraplegic marine who is sent to this this alien world known as Pandora to fill fill the shoes, so to speak, of his brother, who was a contract worker with the RDA. And what is the RDA?
RDA.
Yes.
So the RDA are a group of people that go to Pandora in order to mine an element called unobtainium. You see, a very clever use of words because it cannot be obtained. So in order to get said element, they have to make friends with the local population and the local tribe called the Omatikaya tribe that also is there, you know, protecting the planet. They send Jake as part of the Avatar program.
Sort of like a reconnaissance mission, so
yes.
to speak.
They kind of like manage to transfer his consciousness into like an Avatar body, and he goes out into the jungle of Pandora, and he encounters Zoe Saldana's character, Neytiri.
Yes.
And from there on, he kind of learns the way of the tribe, and he learns a lot about like the place, and falls in love with it eventually. And then he has this like sort of like a personality crisis of like, oh, should I be with the humans? Should I be with the Na'vi? And in the end of the day, there's a big battle. He sides with the Na'vi, and then in the end, we finish with him transferring his consciousness permanently into this new Avatar body. And yeah,
and
that's the movie.
And that's the end of the movie.
Yeah.
So,
Sam, what did you think about this movie?
I have a lot of gripes with this movie. I have a lot of issues with it. Now, visually, it is still stunning. It still holds up amazingly well, especially for something that was made well over a decade ago now. But I have a lot of issues with the story of it. Some of it is... Jeez, how do I put this? A lot of it doesn't flow very well. I really don't like the environmental message of it is very, very heavy-handed, in my opinion. And I feel like if it shouldn't have focused on so many different aspects of life on Pandora if it was just trying to tell the story of Jake and Neytiri, that's the main A-plot of the film. Focus on that. If that's the point that James Cameron was trying to make, it was just about a story about these two characters, focus on that. Don't make it about all this environmental stuff.
I feel like there's a lot going. Yes, I definitely agree with that. There's a lot of like mixed environmental messaging in this movie,
yes.
Especially with the whole journey to gain the unobtainium, which is, by the way, a very on-the-nose name.
Very on the nose.
I felt like they should have given it a different name. But I have to say, there is a lot about this movie in regards to like identity and figuring out who you are in a very unfamiliar place. A fish out of water experience. And I really enjoyed, the one part that I really enjoyed is how this movie really focuses on like Jake's journey through the video journals that he makes throughout the movie and narrates. Mm-hmm. It helped me make this movie much more digestible, which is an issue sci-fi movies sometimes have, where they put you on so much information and you don't really understand what's happening. So having that sort of perspective from Jake was very helpful.
It really helps, you know, like you said, like ease into the world of Avatar rather than just like throwing you in there and kind of, because like you're experiencing this for the first time with Jake in a way, and it really helps, like you said, like digest.
Yeah, and I mean, the story alone has a lot of weak points, but I think what makes up for it is the stunning CGI in this movie and the performances by the actors, especially Zoe Saldana's and Stephen Lang's performances. I was really impressed by how, like, they managed to, like, really bring this world to life, even though it wasn't real. You know, this was filmed on a bunch of, like, CGI rooms, and everybody had, like,
Like the motion tracker,
mocap suits, and, like, they managed to bring all of this, the vision that James Cameron had to life, which is incredibly impressive.
Yeah, like I said, the visuals are just really stunning. I really like all the bioluminescence, especially in some of the scenes near the beginning where Jake and Neytiri are like running through like the treetops, and all like the ground beneath them is glowing, and there's all these like great blues and purples, and it's really, really colorful, and it's really like immerses you in the world.
It really is a feast for your eyes.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it is.
Which is almost every single Avatar film. Mm-hmm. Just impressive amount of technological
innovation.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It was a lot of innovation.
Goes really impressive.
Yeah.
And specifically regarding performances, Sigourney Weaver is in this movie. She is the queen of sci-fi. You can see her almost anywhere now in any sci-fi franchise. She does an amazing job as Dr. Grace. Grace Augustine, who, spoiler alert, dies towards the end of the movie. And I think, what do you think about her performance in this movie?
I think Sigourney Weaver's performance in this movie was one of the better performances in the movie all around. I think that Zoe Saldana's was the best. I agree with
yes.
your point on that. But she's definitely a close second or third. Maybe Sam Worthington as Jake Sully just edges her out a little bit. But her character, just beyond her acting, though, because she's really good in a lot of things that she's in. But her character, she's well-written. She's very direct. Her character is very direct, especially near the beginning of the movie, when she does not want Jake Sully there. She does not want him there, because, like I said before, Jake Sully was stepping into the shoes of his brother, who was a trained contractor for the RDA, for the Avatar program. Jake Sully's never heard of this about 2 weeks before the movie starts,
mm-hmm.
and so he just plops in there, has no training, no experience, and is just shoved into her character's science division.
Yeah.
But her acting, she does a great
job.
She
really delivered on this movie.
She does.
And yeah, I still feel like she got kind of like snubbed when it comes to like, you know, award ceremonies and acting, because I think her performance really carried this movie.
Mm-hmm.
But on other matters, what do you think about how they use like religion in some parts of the movie?
Yeah, I think it's very symbolic. In a way, like, the whole thing is obviously very symbolic of, you know, like, the American natives and, you know, English colonizers. So they use religion and, like, the way, like, Protestantism and all that was brought to America back then. But I'd like to just wrap up by giving our final scores on this. I'm going to have to give this movie a 6. Like, the visuals bring it up a lot for me, but I have great... the story just... I have issues with the story.
I think if I put the story a little bit aside, for me, it's between a 7 and an 8. But for the all purposes, I would give it an 8 because it was really impressive, and for the time, incredibly impressive what James Cameron really brought up, and it's one of the top high grossing films for a reason.
It is one of the highest grossing films for a reason.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next time on Review Crew.
See you next time.